Welcome to Music from the Tower, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, John Romeri.
And this is Music from the Tower, and your host, John Romeri. We have a very special show for you today, the great, great music of the week of Holy Week. This music is some of the great music of our church, and to help me take you through this little musical journey, of course I bring my sidekick and partner in crime, David Ball. Welcome, David, to the show.
Happy to be here and to share some of our favorite music with all of you.
We have some glorious music starting on Palm Sunday. And Palm Sunday has the most famous chant of all on Palm Sunday is the Hosanna to the Son of David. Who is singing this chant for us, David?
This is a beautiful recording by California's own Chanticleer. This is off of an album called Mysteria, which is lots of Gregorian chants, a collection they made in the 90s.
And so, welcome to Palm Sunday with the chant, Hosanna Filio David. Well, that piece certainly sets the tone for the great procession of Palm Sunday. Of course, in the old rituals of the church, these were two separate Sundays. There was Palm Sunday, and then there was Passion Sunday. So Palm Sunday, for Catholics, only lasts about 10 minutes. And then we move right into the readings of Passion Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord is its actual official title. They jam those 2 weeks together. And probably the most famous reading, besides the great passions of our Lord, which are the Gospels, is the Philippians reading. Philippians 2, 8 to 9. Christ became obedient for us even unto death, death on a cross. And therefore, God exalted his name and gave him a name above all other names. For musicians, that means the Christus Factus Est. So we have the chant. We're going to play a little bit of the Christus Factus chant. And then we're going to play two glorious settings of Felice Anerio and Anton Bruckner. Very different. One early Baroque, early Renaissance, late Renaissance, early Baroque. And another romantic piece.
Yeah, very high romanticism, very stark differences musically here.
Very stark. And so tell us who is singing the chant for us.
Well, first we'll have Chanticleer back again singing the Christus Factus Est chant off of their album Mysteria, Gregorian chants. And then we have the Anerio Christus Factus Est conducted by James O'Donnell and the Westminster Cathedral Choirs singing.
We're excited to say that Westminster Cathedral Choir will be at Christ Cathedral in the fall. So, choral friends out there, be ready. They are coming to Los Angeles area.
To a cathedral near you.
Yes, exactly. And then who's singing the Bruckner?
And of course, this is John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers off of their album Images of Christ.
And so we'll play all these three back to back, the chant, the Felicenario, and the Anton Bruckner. Christus factus est, Christ became obedient for us, even unto death. Palm Sunday.
Thank you.
you're listening to Music from the Tower and our special Holy Week music program. Every major season of the church, we'd like to take a break from having our guests and just listen to some of the great music of our church. And in the season of Holy Week, there is no finer season than the great music that's here.
The great music of the church and some of the greatest choral repertoire ever written.
Well, we're moving on to Holy Thursday now. Holy Thursday has its own richness. We have several pieces for Holy Thursday. And it's one of the funniest pieces of Holy Thursday. It's kind of an odd piece, is the Mandatum. I give you a new commandment to love one another. That's sort of the little refrain of this piece. It's actually a piece called Mandatum. This particular setting is by Peter Latona, our wonderful music director, at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in D.C. But this is one of the few pieces of the church that is really just telling a story. You know, it's not just a sacred text, but it's the whole story of the feet washing.
Yeah, it's just simply a narrative. It just tells what happens.
So it's a little odd to write a piece about, I wash your feet, do this in remembrance of me, all these things.
They wash each other's feet.
So it makes it kind of an odd piece, but you'll see in this gorgeous setting by Peter Latona that it's a magnificent way. And during the ritual, of course, is when the priest is washing the feet of those people representing the apostles. So this is Mandatum by Peter Latona from the National Shrine. And this is his own choir singing.
His own choirs with him, the composer himself conducting.
We're continuing with Holy Thursday on this very special edition of Music from the Tower. And Holy Thursday probably has the most famous offertory antiphon of any feast in our church, the Ubi Caritas, where charity and love prevail. There is God. And this Ubi Caritas, of course, has been set by so many composers. And we're going to present three of those for you today. We're going to skip the chant because you'll hear the chant, but it certainly is a very famous one of our Gregorian chants, Ubi Caritas.
And in this first setting by Maurice Durafle, although it's a polyphonic setting, the chant is sung verbatim in the soprano line throughout the entire piece.
Yes, so you'll hear the chant, but set to the rich harmonies of 20th century French composer Maurice Durafle. Very, very famous little choral setting. And then we're moving to a very new setting.
Very new.
written for the last royal wedding by Paul Mahler, a beautiful setting of the Ubi Caritas, one that we're singing right here at Christ Cathedral this year.
And again, quotes the chant. At the very end, we have the chant quoted verbatim. So you can tell all these pieces are attached to these ancient chant melodies of the church.
And finally, one from a Norwegian composer, Ole Yelo. And this is a setting that our own choirs have enjoyed as well. It too incorporates that chant melody. It's such a famous chant melody that composers are just drawn to it, I suppose.
And inspired by it throughout the centuries.
And it's such a great way to actually sing the offertory antiphon of that liturgy by using the real text, that where charity and love has prevailed, God is there. And so three settings of the Ubi Caritas, by Maurice Durifle, by Paul Mahler, and by Ola Yalo. Enjoy. This is Music from the Tower. This is Music from the Tower, and we are enjoying the great music of Holy Week. This beautiful music, we're in the middle of talking about Holy Thursday. There's such a richness here. There's so many pieces that could be included. But Ave Verum Corpus, Hail the Body of Christ, is certainly one that many, many musicians use at communion time on Holy Thursday before the great procession. And so we chose a setting by Tudor composer William Byrd, a little English setting of this great piece, Ave Verum, Hail Glorious Body. Who is singing this for us, David?
And this will be the choirs of St. Ignatius Loyola, conducted by the incomparable Kent Tridal.
Yes, our wonderful Kent Tridal. Then he's going to actually be doing the Pange Lingua chant for us as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So we've got just the last little bit of Holy Thursday coming your way on this very special edition. So this is Ave Verum Corpus by William Byrd. Well, the great music of Holy Thursday certainly has to include the great processional chant of Pange Lingua. As the Eucharist is taken from the main altar and transferred to a side tabernacle, the church for centuries has sung this great chant, Pange Lingua. And the last two phrases of Pange Lingua are really the ones that people really know, the Tantum Ergo and the Genitoque. The two last verses of Pange Lingua are the ones we sing for benedictions all the time. But the beginning is Pange Lingua Glorioso, and it really is Sing My Tongue, the Savior's Glory. And the last two verses are down in adoration fallen. So you can see, as the monstrance approaches the altar, the chant changes and jumps to the adoration verses at the end. This is a glorious chant of the church and has survived all these years. Probably one of the most famous chants still in use in our church.
Absolutely. Yes.
Even in the new liturgy. Who is this setting?
And this is going to be sung. It's a beautiful recording by our friend Kent Tridle and the choirs of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York City.
Kent Tridle is now the director of music at St. John the Divine, the Episcopal Cathedral in New York City. But at this point, he was at St. Ignatius on the Upper East Side in New York City. Gorgeous recording of this. Enjoy, enjoy. After that great procession, of course, is the stripping of all of the altars, taking off all of the cloths, removing all of those ornaments, getting us ready for the great Good Friday liturgy. Many, many people sing this beautiful piece by Anton Bruckner on the Mount of Olives in Monte Olivetti. And this wonderful setting, who is singing this for us?
Well, it's an interesting piece because it's not one of the main Bruckner motets. It's one that sometimes is forgotten by lots of people when they study Bruckner's choral works. This is off of an album called Rediscovered Masterpieces by Richard Prue and his Cathedral Singers.
Oh, from Chicago. Okay. Well, this is a little piece, just a little choral piece. This is not part of the liturgy. It's not the offertory antiphon. It's not the communion piece, but it's just a little gem at the end, perhaps after the stripping of the altars. On the Mount of Olives by Anton Bruckner. You're listening to Music from the Tower, and this is our special Holy Week presentation. Well, certainly for many choral people, one of the great pieces of really the entire Lenten season. Many choirs sing it on Ash Wednesday. There are lots of places where people sing it, maybe Good Friday. But the place that's appropriate in the liturgy of the church is Tenebrae at the end of Holy Thursday, often the night vigil between Holy Thursday and Good Friday. And this great piece, of course, is the Miserere Mei of Allegri.
Although we have Mozart to thank for it.
Yes, Gregorio Allegri was a person who wrote much music for the Sistine Choir. He was a member of the Sistine Choir, and Pope Urban II requested lots of music. He wrote really two volumes of music, and these were guarded treasures of the Vatican. And this piece was somehow discovered by none other than Mozart. He wrote it down and sort of brought it out of the halls of the Vatican and sort of gave it to the world. And so we all love it, and we all sing it. It's got this very incredible high C, which recurs time and time again, verse after verse. This is a setting of Psalm 51, and it's the final piece of Tenebrae for the service of Holy Thursday, the very last piece. So after you've sung for almost an hour and a half, now you've got to sing this piece of Allegri with all these high C's popping in. It's a soprano's nightmare, but a
listener's dream.
A listener's dream, especially with a wonderful recording. Who do we have in this recording?
Appropriately, we have Tenebrae singing for this Tenebrae, a very appropriate Tenebrae piece.
Yes, one of the great groups from England. Nigel Short is the director. Tenebrae will be also coming to Christ Cathedral in the 2019-20 season. So we're very, very excited about hosting this great group called Tenebrae to sing a piece from Holy Thursday Tenebrae, the Allegri by Miserere, one of the great pieces of choral literature. well, the final service of Holy Week before we get to the great vigil of Easter and Easter Sunday itself is Good Friday, of course. Good Friday has just more choral music than we know what to do with. But the new Roman Missal has really instructed us on what to sing. You know, it's one of the few days of the church liturgies all told where we really have prescribed texts to sing. It's not like, well, just choose a few songs.
A hymn may be sung.
No, the church tells us we must sing specific songs. And one during the, especially the veneration of the cross. So one of the pieces that, the very first thing is a little chant called Adoramus. And then the very next piece is Populum Eius. And we chose the Vittoria setting. There are many settings of this by many composers, but it's really, the text is, O my people, what have I done to you? How have I offended you? And this great cry out, really, of Christ from the cross is set to this beautiful Tomas Vittoria setting from the Renaissance. And in between, you'll hear the verses, because it's not just the little choral setting, but there are verses in between that sort of prefigure the readings of Holy Saturday, when I led you through the desert. All of the things that God did for us in the salvation journey is sort of encapsulated in this service. And remember, the Good Friday service is just a continuous service right from Holy Thursday on to this. Mass doesn't begin and end. It just continues all through these great 3 days. And so this has a little taste of the prefiguring of the great readings of Holy Saturday. This is a Vittoria setting, a Populum Eius. Who is singing for us, David?
And you're about to enjoy James O'Donnell and his beautiful choirs from Westminster.
Again, they'll be here in October, friends. So be sure to come to Christ's Cathedral to hear this great music. Populum Eius by Tomas Vittoria. Good Friday has much wonderful music from every single period. We just heard a piece from the Renaissance, and now let's hear a piece by a living composer, Leo Nestor. Leo was the director of the Shrine, National Shrine in Washington for years, taught at Catholic University, and now has retired of all things. I hope he's sitting there writing lots more beautiful music. Mm-hmm. The next piece the church prescribes for us after the Populum Eius, after the What Have I Done to You, My People, is Faithful Cross. And this Crux Fides is a setting by Leo Nestor in English and Spanish. And today you're going to hear the Spanish version of it, sung by his own choir of the National Shrine.
With the composer,
is that right?
Yeah, with the composer himself conducting.
Just a gorgeous piece in 20th century style of the actual liturgy of Good Friday. This is Music from the Tower in a very special edition of Holy Week Music. We are now listening to the great music and the passionate music of Good Friday. Let's jump back to another Renaissance composer, our friend Thomas Tallis from the Tudor period. Salvator Mundi, O Savior of the World, is a great, great choral piece. Isn't it one of your favorites,
David?
Oh,
absolutely.
Certainly one of mine. You can't hardly think of a Holy Week
without
it.
The beautiful tapestry of Tallis's polyphony really shows in this piece.
And who is our singer this time?
This will be the choir Stile Antico, who we were privileged to host here at Christ Cathedral this past season.
Yes, we just had them here last season, and they won a Grammy this year.
Mm-hmm. One of the most successful groups without a conductor.
That's right. That they came here without a conductor. So, Salvator Mundi by Tudor composer Thomas Tallis, O Savior of the World. Well, the music of Good Friday, there's so much choral music written for the Great Passion of Christ, and certainly one of my favorites, really all the way back to when I was in college. It was one of the first pieces of Francis Poulenc to which I was introduced, the Vine Amea Lecta. And this piece, you'll hear the cry out, Barabbas. It's really sort of a crucify him, words right out of the Passion. And who do we want? Give us Barabbas. This very dramatic setting by Francis Poulenc.
Dramatic, passionate setting of this text, very different from chant-based settings.
Yes, oh yes, there's no chant here. This is the crying out of Barabbas, and it's in a even a difficult piece to play. It's in a million flats. It's yeah. Just, it's a great, great choral piece.
You can definitely feel the pain happening.
Yes, and this is another beautiful piece for the Passion and even for the veneration of the cross. Of the service of Good Friday, Vine Amea Electa
by John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers.
Thank you.
Well, we've enjoyed some amazing music on this show, the special Holy Week show of Music from the Tower. Thank you, David, for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
As always, you can see a complete list of all of this music on our website, ChristCathedralMusic.org, and then click the little button in the top right-hand corner where it says Music from the Tower. All of our shows are archived there, and all the great music that have been contained in those shows is always right there for your listening enjoyment anytime. And so we hope that you will enjoy this great music all the time, maybe while you're listening on the radio, and even beyond that. Certainly, it is a season and a time to get out and hear glorious music in concerts, in churches. Go find those churches that have great music going on. We certainly have plenty here in Orange County, but all over the Southern California, really all over the nation. Everybody is working so hard with their choirs and preparing the great music of Holy Week. We will be back next week with a special Easter Sunday show with the great music of Easter. But in the meantime, we're going to leave you with one more piece that certainly is a staple.
Well, and very appropriately as our last piece, it's also Brahms' last opus. His last opus, Opus 122, was a set of chorale preludes.
And this chorale is the very famous German chorale, O Sacred Head. And so we're leaving you today on this very special Holy Week show with O Sacred Head Surrounded by the setting by Johannes Brahms.
Played by Carl Richter off of his recently released album, A Universal Musician, a collection of this legendary performer's greatest recordings.
And this has been Music from the Tower. We hope you'll join us next time when we have the great music of the Easter season. In the meantime, get out and listen to some great music in live performance. This is John Romero, your host, with David Ball, my assistant here at the Cathedral, and certainly my trusty sidekick for these great shows. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And we will see you next time.